Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Rory McIlroy needs no help, John Duggan.
No, it's over, Pat.
It's over.
That's final words, last words, famous last words. But it's hard to see him losing the Masters now at 12 under par with a six-shot lead, a record lead at halfway, as he looks to retain the green jacket he won last year.
I mean, he needs a couple of catastrophes, really, doesn't he, to falter?
It's, what's the phrase, dance like there's no one watching?
Yeah.
And it's amazing about the pressure of sport. 11 years trying to win that career Grand Slam, trying to win the Masters at a 17th attempt last year. And it looks like now there's not a care in the world for Rory McIlroy. Birdied six of the last seven holes last night. 24 putts. It's only happened once where like a player's had five-shot lead at halfway and not won, and that was in the 1930s. Mm. So I think Rory McIlroy, even if he shoots under par today, he's looking very good. He's birdied seven of the eight par five holes, and he looks like he's playing a computer game.
Now, he joins a trio of greats, although with Nick Faldo in there, I'm hesitating to say greats because he's kind of besmirched himself over the years, I think, a bit.
Well, Nick Faldo's got six majors and Rory's got five. So I would he'll go level with Faldo in terms of major wins if he completes the back-to-back. Only Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus have also done it. So, like, if you're Shane Lowry, you're kind of feeling, what do I have to do here? Because he's five under par. And if you took McIlroy out of it, he'd only be shot off the lead.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry, who's tied for fourth at the moment. But McIlroy, it's funny, in the last few weeks, he hasn't been playing tournaments. He's been going up to the course, having a bit of practice, getting a short game sharp, going back to his daughter and his wife and enjoying life. And he came into the tournament having not played many tournaments, but he's looking beautifully poised.
Now, normally when you're watching the Masters with McIlroy, slightly in contention or struggling to catch, you're there and you're nervous. And it used to be that way with the Grand National.
It used to be when I was a child, Pat, I used to get nervous before the big race. So you'd pick your horse and you'd be hoping your horse would get round safe and win the Grand National. And it happened a few times when I was young that I picked the winner, and it was such a thrill. And you'd have that champions music, the Bob Champion, yeah, Aldonisi story, and just shiver down the spine. And it was, the race has lost its essence. Look, maybe that's the right thing now, that racing needs to be safer. But it is just like any other race, the Grand National, which goes to post at 4 o'clock at Aintree this afternoon. One of the success stories in it, Pat, is that 22 of the 34 horses are Irish trained, and seven of the last 10 winners have been Irish winners.
So. Now, there was a tragedy yesterday,
yes,
in Aintree,
yes,
Gold Dancer.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And that's very sad.
I mean, the horse, it appears, fractured his back,
yes,
going over the last, but still went on to win the race.
Yes, it's very
and then
sad.
Died.
It is very sad. And it's not the first time and it's not the last time, sadly. And that is what horse racing is, or jumps racing.
Now, you guys are on Off the Ball on air,
yes,
until 8 o'clock tonight. The women's rugby.
Women's rugby 225 in Twickenham, Ireland, England. And we're on air until 8 o'clock because we're bringing you Leinster Sale commentary in the Investec Champions Cup quarterfinal. There's so much going on, Pat. The GA Championship starts today in football with London up against Mayo. We have the Premier League. Arsenal are kicking off at 12:30. Chelsea, Manchester City tomorrow. Just so much going on, Pat. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Okay, it'll be a long day in sport, but not the kind of tense, apprehensive, moving day in the Masters that we're used to.
McIlroy's at a 10 to 8 tonight, so a late night for some people.
A late night for somebody. And you know the way you go to sleep with one score on your mind and then you wake up with a disaster.
And you go, what happened?
What happened? Not going to happen tonight anyway. John,
thank you very much
for joining us. Looking forward to Off the Ball on air until 8 o'clock tonight.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.